origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great at the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of
Please join me in prayer. God, we have heard your word. Now may it sink deep into us so that the good news that we hear is good news not just for us, but for your world as we take it in and live it out in our lives. By your Holy Spirit, move among us. For we pray in the name of the Christ child. Holiday creep is what they call it. That's when retailers begin to introduce Christmas-themed merchandise and decorations before the holiday shopping season. Now, they say that traditionally that starts on the day after Thanksgiving, right? On October 30th, an NBA forward would have been impressed by the way I threw elbows and boxed out Target employees setting up Christmas displays while I was trying to buy Halloween candy. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Advent and Christmas, and you do too, or you wouldn't be here tonight. By this point, we have suffered not only the wrath of overly zealous Target employees, but maybe the indignities of Westtown Mall and the din of ubiquitous Christmas carols. And I think that last one's the real shame, because in many ways, the music is what carries Christmas. From Joy to the World to Good King Wenceslas to Do You Hear What I Hear? But when it becomes just white noise, background noise, we have lost something. That being said, there's one Christmas song I never tire of hearing. Oh Holy Night, which Alex sang just a few minutes before the service started. A few days ago, I Googled that song to find out where it came from. According to the internet, it was written by Mariah Carey in 1994. Not exactly right, but good for her for trying. The real story is that the song was written in 1843 in Roquemaure, a small town in southern France. And in that year, the organ was renovated in the town church, and at the conclusion of the work to celebrate the rededication, the parish priest persuaded a local wine merchant and poet, Placide Capot, to write a Christmas poem called Cantique de Noël. Within the year, French composer Adolphe Adam wrote the tune, and when it was all finally translated into English, it became what we know as O Holy Night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error, pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. There is such depth and meaning and mystery in those words. Even without them, the music could carry the day. But the amazing thing to me to learn was that Placide Capot, the poet, was a secularist and an atheist. Now, if you scan through Christmas carols to see what this night is all about, the answers will range everywhere from Santa Claus is coming to town to God and sinners reconciled. But Placide Capot's answer seems to me to be different from all the rest. If you were to ask Capot, here's what he would say this night is about. He would say, long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. That's quite a statement. The soul felt its worth. That's quite a statement for a professed atheist. The birth of the Christ child could stir even the most hardened heart. The birth of Christ demonstrates to all of us our value, our worth, our belovedness to God. The birth of Christ says that you and I are of inestimable value and that God will stop at nothing to be in relationship with us. But too many Christians and non-Christians and people who used to claim the name Christian but are no longer willing to do so have never heard that message, have never once heard from a pulpit or learned in Sunday school or experienced in all their church going anything about our worth and our value simply because we are the children of God. Listen, I'm not just blowing sunshine here. I know enough about human nature to know how destructive and angry and hateful we can be, myself included. And I'm enough of a Presbyterian to affirm that God's grace always has to make the first move because we can't save ourselves. We're all, including me, too broken, too wounded, too fragile, too weak to earn God's favor on our own. But while lots of people can quote ad nauseum John 3:16, God so loved the world, we seem to forget the very next sentence. God sent the Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. God sent the Son because we are worth the journey. We are worth the effort. You and I matter in the eyes of God. We are worth the risk, the hurt, the rejection, the suffering, because God will stop at nothing to be in relationship. That's what this night is about. We are deeply, completely, unconditionally loved. And if you love someone, you want to be near them. You all are living proof of that. I see you squished into pews uncomfortably because you want to be together. People have traveled to be with family because when you love someone, you want to do more than just shoot them a message tomorrow that says, Merry Christmas. No, you want to be with them in the flesh. The shepherds and the magi made their treks, and now the friends and the kids and the grandkids have come home to be together. When you love someone, you want to be near them. God so loved the world that God sent the Son into the world. God isn't aloof or distant or separate from us. God has come close to share our breath, to share our hopes and dreams, to give us life, to awaken us and call us to life. Why? So that we can know how valuable we are. Why? So that our lives can then be given in service to the world, given to our neighbors in love. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morning.